Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnatelli Minor. And each and every week, we are thrilled to bring you interviews with amazing people around the world who have to do with preventive and natural health, personal growth, and what we like to call positive news. And as you know, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show is brought to you by the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which is a mission and a gift and a blessing that we have been walking with for about 25 years. And it's very, sometimes very wild for us to realize that it has been actually 25 years. And it's an example of whenever you are doing what you are meant to do in life and you're having a good time, all of a sudden all this time, whatever that is, has passed, and we can find ourselves at a place of just looking and going, wow, look what has been created. And I would like to preface by saying there's a little bit of something going on with my voice today, and I think it's the Florida weather, which I'm still getting accustomed to, so please excuse my voice if it's a little off today. Before we bring our guest on, I want to tell you just a little bit about his work and what he's doing, and I am just going to do a little because he can tell you much, much better about the amazing things that he has been doing through these years up to the present moment. And it is called Accutonics Health Solutions, and the way that I like to share this is that the work that he is doing is actually using, and this is what I find wonderful, and that is a unique assortment of techniques that continue to combine Eastern and Western approaches to well-being, and providing individualized treatment and protocols for each of his patients. And this also includes traditional chiropractic, as well as many traditional acupuncture applications. And I have to interject at this time and say that one of the things that really caught my eye about Dr. Stephen Friedman is the fact that he is also incorporating the acupuncture. And for years, I have been involved in acupuncture in different ways, have, of course, had treatments done in acupuncture. I'm very aware of the tremendous benefits of acupuncture, along with the other things that he's doing. So one of the other things I'm going to share before I bring him on is that they have, you know, their goals and their intentions. And as his personal health care practitioner for you, his goal is to become more of a partner in health with you, you know, to serve and coach and facilitate the healthiest that you're possibly able to be. And they deliver personalized care, and that's the word I like to put quotes around, recognizing that everyone's health needs are unique. And sometimes that is best accomplished with the simplest of procedures and techniques. And with the extensive training and education that Dr. Friedman has, he is very able to understand your body's health requests and design a treatment protocol that really truly works for you as that unique person that you are. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Dr. Friedman, and his name is Dr. Stephen Friedman. Are you there, Dr. Friedman?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon, Marcia.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. And Dr. Friedman, first of all, you are located out of what area of Florida?
Tampa, Florida, in the Hyde Park area.
Okay. And do you find, or let me ask you this, where do you find that your patients, clients, or just people overall who get in touch with you, where are the areas that you find people come from?
What part of town? Well, they come from different parts of town, mostly the local area, the North Tampa area, the South Tampa area. Sometimes we get some people from the Lutz area, from Lutz and St. Petersburg area, Carrollwood,
mm-hmm.
I mean, pretty much all over the Tampa Bay area.
The reason I was just asking that was because I know that many times when one is doing the amazing things that you're doing and the way that you're incorporating things, especially with the internet and the different modalities that people can reach one another and read about each other, I was just curious if you actually ever also get or gotten in touch with from people who are actually not so much right in this area. And I was just curious.
Well, it's pretty much the Florida area. I do get some people sometimes from Sarasota, but I also actually had a practice down there for a little while.
I see. Well, what I know is that I was talking to someone the other day, and they're not even in Florida, and I was telling them about this interview that was coming up, and she was just very, very interested in the things that you were doing. So I was sharing, you know, some different pieces of information of yours, and I actually gave her your phone number and made sure she had that so that she could actually just call and talk to you, because I tell people, it doesn't matter where you are if you want to make a connection with somebody, because you never know where that leads or, you know, where it will go from there. So that's the main reason that I was asking. But what I would love to focus on today in this precious time that we have, how did you end up becoming an acupuncturist as well as a chiropractor?
Well, actually, even as a young teenager, I didn't know I wanted to be a chiropractor or a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine, but as a teenager, it always made sense to me that if you take care of your body, maybe you won't need the drugs and surgery that's associated with ill health. That led me to pursuing my career as a chiropractor and a traditional Chinese medicine doctor, because I felt that these two disciplines best conceptualize the ingredients needed for healthy aging, wellness, and keeping you going for as long as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm. And so the age groups, and this is something else that came up in a conversation with this person, she was curious as to, you know, what age group you work, if you work with all different ages, or if you find yourself working with, you know, a particular age segment of the population?
Well, the most common age we have in our practice is between 30 and 50, but we also do some children in the anywhere from 7 to 15, and we also do some mature adults that are, you know, older, 60, 70.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty good variety.
And when you find that you're working with someone, are these individuals ones that are pretty accustomed to modalities such as chiropractic and acupuncture, or do you find that it's fairly new to the majority of them?
Well, I think it can be both. Sometimes we get people that have never experienced either, and we have to, we train them and we tell them how it works and what the benefits are, and we talk, you know, we evaluate them, and then we decide which one would be best suited for them. Or sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's one or the other, as far as the acupuncture or traditional Chinese medicine. And sometimes we get people who have had chiropractic for a large part of their lives, as well as...
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say that when you have two disciplines like this that are so phenomenal, because in my opinion they are, so when you are working with both of the disciplines, and I know you just touched on it briefly, but... how do you actually use or intertwine both of these when you're working with someone? What determines that?
Well, first of all, before I get to that, even though the focus of of both disciplines, chiropractic and traditional Chinese medicine, are different, chiropractic deals with the spine as it relates to the nervous system, and traditional Chinese medicine the acupuncture part deals with the blood and circulation as it relates to the energy. Even though they're different and they focus on different things, they work very well together. So when a person comes into the practice, we evaluate them, and we actually evaluate them for both in the initial evaluation. Then we sit down with them, and depending on what their goals are and what is found on the examination, that determines whether we choose to do both or we choose to do one over the other, and we discuss it with the patient, and then we make a plan.
Okay, so that to me, I mean, just listening to the way in which you expressed that, I can see where someone is very comfortable then with, you know, what you all step forward with to begin the process. Because as you know, information and knowledge and understanding is what has a person be relaxed, you know, and confident in what they are stepping forward in as far as taking care of themselves or bringing themselves back to health, if in fact that's the case with people. So in regards to, you know, the differences between what's considered a licensed acupuncturist and a certified acupuncturist, I know that there is definitely a difference, and can you touch on that a little bit?
Sure. Well, I am a licensed acupuncturist and a doctor of oriental medicine, first of all. But and to be a licensed acupuncturist and doctor of oriental medicine, you need about 2,000 to 3,000 hours of classes. Whereas a certified acupuncture person needs about 100 to 300 hours. So the amount of education is a lot different. But the really big difference is in the delivery of treatment, because traditional Chinese medicine with the acupuncture is a whole system. It's a whole system of healing. And when you have only received the cursory amount of training for acupuncture, you're just delivering the acupuncture. And that actually could be beneficial because it could be used for pain, mostly pain modulation. But traditional Chinese medicine is so much more than that. It's a whole system. And for instance, my training, in addition to all the different parts, and there's 8 parts to Chinese medicine, we also had to study Taoism, which is the Chinese philosophy and the ethnics and the altruism for a healthy way, and we also had to study Qigong and Tai Chi. Those were required in addition to studying the other parts of the medicine, which includes meditation, includes herbology, and the acupuncture, Tuina, which is Chinese massage, as well as astrology and feng shui.
And you see, as I'm listening to you and knowing that through these 25 years, the many, many, many people that we have been in contact with and continue to on a daily basis, it is very interesting to see how, and we can say this without a doubt, that more and more people are starting to pay more attention to working with their well-being and their health, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, in a way that they feel more connected with. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, just the other day, again, I was speaking with someone, and this is a perfect example. He was bringing this very thing up, and he was expressing how he is so much wanting to continue to walk a healing path that is, for him, more about true healing and getting to the root of the issue and working and healing that than to do things that could be masking it and not truly getting to the reason that is going on and helping to heal that with a more natural process. So with that being said, I think this would be a great time to actually touch on, what actually do you think that patients should when should they visit an acupuncturist or when should they visit a chiropractor as opposed to regular Western medicine?
Well, first of all disciplines have a place in the health field, okay?
Yep, they do.
I believe, this is my belief, medicine keeps us alive, okay? And what I mean by that, actually, is if I'm having an acute episode of chest pain and trouble breathing and sweating and things like that, I'm not going to go to my acupuncturist and I'm not going to go to my chiropractor. I think I'm going to go to the emergency room and hope that I see a medical doctor because he might have to do some invasive intervention to keep me alive. But if I am interested in promoting my health and wellness and maintaining health and staying healthy, I think chiropractic and traditional Chinese medicine is very appropriate.
Well, and the point that I always love making, Dr. Friedman, is let's take a look at the length of time that something like acupuncture, oriental medicine, you know, the whole study of Taoism, all of that, how long has that been around?
It's been around for 2,000 to 5,000 years. I wasn't there when it started, but the books say 2,000 to 5,000. Some books you say will say 5,000. Some books would say 2,000. So it's somewhere in there. A long time.
It's kind of it was comforting for me to hear that you weren't around 2,000 or 5,000 years ago. I was going to go okay, and since that was mentioned,
But you know, in the United States, actually, very interestingly, it was from my knowledge, it was first started. I think the first practitioners that were practicing it were in California, and I believe it was in the 60s, and it was real quiet. And then in the 70s, it became a little more popular, but it started in the United States, I think, around the 60s.
I do believe, because I remember the late 60s, headed to California for several different reasons, and I can vouch for what Dr. Friedman is saying because I had the opportunity to be amidst quite a number of people doing absolutely amazing modalities, and I would have to say that definitely, things were going on at that particular time, and I would have to say probably before that. So why do you think that, acupuncture is becoming more and more popular then?
Well, I think since the 60s, it's probably become more popular for a couple reasons. But one, there's a curiosity in a lot of people in this type of medicine because we're sticking pins in people and they're getting better and they want to know what is that all about. So that's a curiosity. The other thing is I think people over the years have really decided that they have to take their health into their own hands and maybe just need a little facilitation. And since acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine is a whole system and it encompasses everything I mentioned with meditation, herbs, nutrition, and exercise, that interests them as well. So I think it's a combination of those two things.
And, and with that combination, I know that, and I'm again thinking about this gentleman, some of the more in-depth conversation that was going on the other day. He actually brought up misunderstandings, or let's use the word misconceptions, around certain modalities. And since you and I are speaking of what we are with chiropractic and acupuncture, et cetera, why don't we just kind of focus in on that? So, you know, what do you feel or do you hear or see that some of the common misconceptions are involving acupuncture?
Well, the first thing everybody that I know, and I always hit this head on, is ouch. They're worried about the needles hurting. That's one of the biggest fears or concerns. And they may have heard some rumors and things, but in actuality, the needles, they're thinking of hypodermic needles, like when you get an injection or you get blood drawn, and those are thick and rigid. My needles, which are flexible and very fine, I actually got bored one day and I put 16 of my little needles in a traditional hypodermic needle, and I usually show that to them so they can see how different my needles are. But if there's any sensation when the needle goes in, it's about 10 times less than a bug bite. You know, different areas are a little bit, have a different sensitivity of the body, and some areas are a little more sensitive. But going in, they don't hurt. And when they're in, there is a sensation, but it's not a pain. It's kind of a heaviness, a relaxing type sensation, or maybe a little tingling sensation. That means the needles are working. And that's all good, and you're able to relax. So most people are really able to relax with the needles in there very well. And I do know that they're relaxed when they're sleeping. So.
This is always great to do these interviews, especially when they are modalities that I, you know, myself have had the opportunity to experience. And really love the modalities. So everything that you just heard Dr. Friedman say is so very true. I do remember years ago the first time that I went, and I had the same bit of anxiety that he just mentioned. And I also just took deep breaths and came from an open mind and not a preconceived mind. And so the first experience was, for me, absolutely amazing. And it is a, just as you expressed it, it's a sensation. You know, you can feel this in that particular area as the needle's going in, but it's more of just a, like a pressure or even a little aching, maybe a little ache kind of a feeling.
Yeah, well, aching is very common, and it's not a pain ache. It's just a very mild ache.
No, exactly. Exactly. So anyway, you can tell I'm a total supporter of people having acupuncture done. And listeners, I do want to mention that we are speaking with Dr. Stephen Friedman, and we have this pleasure of doing actually this is the second interview we've done with him over the past so many months, and that's been an absolute pleasure. It is Acutonics Health Solutions. And at this moment, I'd like to go ahead and give you a website, which is www.dr for doctor. So it's Dr. Friedman, spelled S-R-I-E-D-M-A-N, wellness.com. So it's www.drfriedmanwellness.com. And the phone number is 813-258-1545. Again, that's 813-258-1545. And we always like to say, as we're going through interviews, to please take a moment and give a call, have a conversation. You don't have to feel hesitant or like you're committing yourself to something or anything. As you all know, our health and well-being comes from that initial step that we take, because that step then produces the next steps that are to follow. So as we're moving along with the rest of our interview with Dr. Friedman, what are the top three health problems or concerns, if we'd rather use that word, that patients do come to see you about?
Well, first of all, I want to say any patient who comes in here, we try and help, and if we can't help them, we try and refer them to where they can find help. And most commonly, we get a lot of people coming in with a pain this or a pain that, and we welcome that. But there are some problems people come in with or concerns or issues that are actually kind of exciting for me to work with, and I want to discuss some of those, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
First of all, PMS, premenstrual syndrome, which is a problem with the menstrual cycle, and menopause, those can be associated with some miserable symptoms. So when we are able to help people with that, it's a great feeling. In addition to that, we have helped people who are interested in getting pregnant, and to see that happen is very exciting. And
absolutely.
Then lastly, the other thing we do in our practice, we do something called cosmetic acupuncture, which visually you can actually see changes in the person. And we're not changing any kind of structure or anything in the face, but with the acupuncture and with some techniques specifically designed for the face, we can see a lot of visual changes in the face. It's brighter, the wrinkles might be a little thinner, and they essentially look at 5 to 10 years more youthful. Those are the things that we see in our practice that are very exciting to me and the rest of my staff.
Well, and there you go, another opportunity for people to, you know, do things in a way that is, in my word, would be non-invasive. There are so many things that we can support our body, and I like to use the word edify, you know, edify our body, because when we do that, you know, it is made to heal. It wants to heal when it's given the things that it needs in order to be supportive to do that. So I also hear that you're a very big proponent of healthy aging, and you just maybe touched on that with your last comment, but that was just a slight touch. So, you know, what is the most important thing that people can do to promote healthy aging?
Well, there's two things that are very important for healthy aging. And one is exercise, and the second one, which is a close second, is nutrition. And those two things are very important. And in our practice, we actually, everybody who comes in, we address the type of exercise or physical activity they're doing, if they're doing any, and the nutrition, because with any type of problem, that has a very big impact on how well they will do, getting that into the picture. And because it's very important for healthy aging. You need exercise and you need good nutrition. There's no question about that.
Let food be thy medicine. Yes.
It's a foundation for healthy aging.
Yes. Well, through many, many years of connecting with people and including my own personal being, I would have to vouch for what Dr. Friedman is saying. You know, we are meant to move. We are fluid. We are energy. We are energy. And so moving, whether you want to call it exercising or, you know, walking and running or dancing or singing or whatever, that's the key. So with that being said, we've come to the end of our interview. And Dr. Friedman, I want to again say thank you so much for your time today. And I'd like you to give your phone number one more time.
My phone number is 813-258-1545.
And listeners, again, it's drfriedmanwellness.com. That's drfriedmanwellness.com. And Dr. Friedman, as you heard, is located out of the Tampa area. And in closing, Dr. Friedman, is there anything else you would like to say?
Well, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, Machia, and I really enjoyed it. And I hope to speak to you in the future sometime.
Well, and I know I said this before, but when I emailed Kathy the last time here today, I am going to make sure that I set up a time and get over there and go ahead and experience something that I love, which is the modality of acupuncture.
Great. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely. Well, you have an awesome weekend, and we will talk to you very soon. And thanks very much for taking time again to do this interview.
And take care of yourself, Marcia.
I certainly will. Thank you. Bye-bye. And listeners, thank you for tuning in to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. You can reach us at 216-533-2273. Again, you can reach Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show at 216-533-2273. We appreciate you all. Please spread the word, share this link and this information, and we will see you next time here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show.